on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Middlesex County man who was found guilty of firing shots at another car with children present when the other driver would not let him merge will spend 5 years in state prison. The Somerset County Prosecutor's Office says 41-year-old Gerald Chapman had his two young daughters in the back of his car when he fired several shots in the road rage incident in May of last year. The other driver was not struck by any bullets. Chapman fled the scene and turned himself in later. He was found guilty of several charges. A Woodbridge resident is facing arson charges after police say he set his home on fire around 3 a.m. Thursday. Officials say the fire also damaged five other homes in the community. Neighbors were shocked when they woke up to see the raging fire on McGuire Street.
It was one of the biggest fire I've ever seen in my life, and right at that moment, I felt really weak. I was shocked.
When I came out, all I saw was a giant ball of orange flame.
57-year-old Anthony Burke is also facing aggravated assault charges after officials say a scuffle broke out when police tried to speak with Burke. Burke's home is completely destroyed, according to officials. President-elect Donald Trump has named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General. Just hours after his other choice, Matt Gaetz withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Gaetz stepped aside amid continued fallout over a federal sex trafficking investigation that cast doubt on his ability to be confirmed as the nation's chief federal law enforcement officer. A memorial hockey game is scheduled for 1 week from tonight in Old Bridge in honor of Colin Meaney, who took his own life at just 17 years old after battling concussion symptoms for 2 years.
Just telling Colin's story, as painful as it is, has raised over $320,000, and it's all specifically goes to a hotline, and it's a concussion helpline.
Colin's father, Michael, says a $10 donation gets you in the door to see the New Jersey State PBA team take on a roster of St. John alumni. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. After a showery day today, the weekend looks pretty good. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. An area of low pressure, this stagnant storm system, is still with us. Centered just north of New Jersey this morning, it will shoot one more wave of moisture around the backside, so we're not quite done with rain and snow across the Garden State just yet. Showers have been on and off throughout North Jersey this morning, and that last push of rain and snow will come through this afternoon and evening. It's staying cloudy and breezy and cold today, with temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s for the duration. Showers will taper off tonight, ending completely by daybreak tomorrow morning, lows in the mid-30s. And this weekend, we're clearing out and drying out, although tomorrow stays windy and blustery. We'll have a brighter sky, partly to mostly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Sun and clouds on Sunday, with highs pushing into the lower 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, in Hackensack, it's 37. New Brunswick, it's 38. Evesham, it's 38. Weather brought to you by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. During the Sign, Then Drive event, you can lease their most popular models with zero down payment, zero security, zero first month's payment, and zero due at signing. Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington on Route 202.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.